As you all know, in a few moments we'll have our assembly, will take place about 15 minutes after Mass ended, about 11:30, we'll be downstairs. And last week was a tremendous turnout. We talked about spirituality, how important that is, and it roots us as a church. And so today's conversation is about how we serve the Lord in our time, our talent, our treasure. And so today's conversation is just as important. So I'm pleased if you could spend some time in the hall. There'll be some refreshments, but more importantly, a conversation about where we're going in our stewardship. And speaking of stewardship, I want to recognize Darius Cooper, who for the first time ministered Holy Communion. So Darius, thank you for your ministry. He and his mom served together, and he is by far the youngest minister of Holy Communion. So I recognize and thank Darius for stepping up and serving. But I'm going to talk about how all of us should be doing what Darius did today. We should all be doing something in ministry for God. And so that's how our church will grow. And so please come downstairs for our conversation. The back of our bulletin contains a schedule, but today's conversation is very, very important. A lot of times I get bad news in the mail, like bills, that kind of stuff. But today I got some great news this past week. A letter from the seminary that Melvin Burton will be ordained a deacon on June 8th, 2019. Yeah. Watching Melvin on this journey for a long time.
Yes.
You know, I've been here 8 years, and I've watched Melvin grow in many ways. And when I was asked, do I recommend him as pastor to be ordained, it was absolutely yes. And the Archbishop agrees. And so he will be ordained June 8th at Saturday. And then that Sunday, which is Pentecost Sunday, he will offer his first homily and serve at the altar as a deacon. So we're very, very blessed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And so, pray for Melvin and his wife, Monica.
Yeah.
It's a community, it's a love thing, it's a community thing, but seriously, this means that that it's gonna happen. And so we've been praying for it, but now we need to worry about, concerned about making sure Melvin's spiritually ready. And
yes.
Prayed up.
Amen.
And that we are gonna have a deacon once again from St. Martin de Porres. We've had ones before.
Hallelujah.
Yes. How great is our God, amen? And as always, we're very blessed to have our seminarian, Jimmy Most, in our midst as well today. So we're just so blessed here at St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church in God's kingdom. So we have our announcements, and then again, as I did last week, I'll go right downstairs. And so if you want to greet, let's greet each other in the church hall after Mass. Enjoy your day.